Sunday morning, 7/28/24, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is called Many Deceivers. Many Deceivers. We're going to look at 2 John chapters, or 2 John verse 7. All right, y'all there. Many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. If you hear people saying this, you know, you can identify right here. A deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourself that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that abideth him, Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. How many do we have out there speaking this? All right. Jesus is not an ascended master. The ascended masters are demonic entities posing as such and have deceived not just many non-believers, but believers also. Jesus has only ascended to one place. We're going to look at these places. John 20, verse 17. I looked into the ascended masters. And there was all kinds of different things about it. But one of the main ways that they get into this deception is through channeling. All right, we know that's the cult. All right, John 20:17 says, Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. All right, Ephesians 4 tells us the same, pretty well the same thing. Verse 8 through 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We're seated with him, right? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Anyone pushing the ascended masters are pushing an antichrist agenda. They have been deceived. From what I understand, they have had to breach the ethereal plane. And that means they have used some kind of occult practice to do so. That's how people are contacting demons. That's how Demi Lovato, they channel aliens. The ships show up, and they're physical. They even went up into it. Now you tell me how they're going to do Blue Beam. You want to be free from Blue Beam? Just say, in the name of Jesus, no. That's all you have to do. They would try to push this Antichrist agenda, Project Blue Beam. Demonic entities disguised as benevolent beings descending from large ships will say, we are here to help. We're here to save mankind and save the earth. Their lure will be Big Pharma, MedBeds to be exact. Many will sell their soul to the devil to get well. They will say, we are from this said galaxy, and we're going to take you safely there. One of God's sound doctrines can be seen in His Word. In the beginning, God created it so. Flat earth was a dome with a dome over it. Most laugh at us and call us conspiracy theorists and crazy to believe in a flat earth that can be proven in the Bible, but they will readily fall for a fake alien extraction. Some will probably think it's the rapture, but the rapture cannot be verified in Scripture. But I can show you about flat earth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now these are going to go on the website. And Jackie, I encourage your goofy friends. Tell them about it. They need to listen. As I was doing this, I was thinking about people that are just so squirrely. They're Christians that are just all over the place. They're not grounded in the Word. They're just blown about with every wind of doctrine. All they do is gripe and complain about everything, prove this, prove that, you know, just instead of just believing God's Word, you know, maybe they'll listen to somebody else, you know, they won't listen to you, but maybe somebody they don't know, maybe they will listen to. I hope so. I kind of had that while I was doing this. All right, 2 Thessalonians 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Well, we know the Antichrist system has been revealed. It's been all blasted out in the open for the last how many years? Who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. In fact, with old BB being here, there you go, there's a head. Not in Yahoo. They saved Israel for last for a reason. It is the cesspool. Not the Jewish people, but these that hijacked their religion for sure. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? I mean, Jesus talked to John about those that were of the synagogue of Satan that say they are Jews and are not. Now you know where they are. This Rothschild piece of land that was donated to bring forth their agenda. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is withholding, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed. Well, I think the wicked's been revealed, don't you? Mm-hmm. Whatever was restraining that, I think the Great Awakening was the restraint. I mean, it was taking the restraints off to where people began to see what they've been doing to us for millennial. And the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Where's he doing that? Over there in the book of Revelation, we see where Jesus is on his horse. And he's taking those crowns, those that have usurped the authority over us. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. They've been running their scam on us for decades. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness of them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Well, I guess they could have been saved then. I guess they're men, right? And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. That's the thing about it. Satan has them deceived too because they're believing it. They have believed a lie. They have believed the deceiver. There's no hope for them. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You don't get any more unrighteous than this bunch. Drink the blood of children. I heard someone describing frazzle drip They had watched it. And he said, I have never in my life ever seen anything like it, that two women, Huba Abedin, Hillary Clinton, running around naked, and you can tell they're just having orgasms by torturing this poor girl and drinking her blood and doing all this stuff. This is all on tape. This got all those policemen killed that viewed it, New York police. You talk about sick. Now, you can see somebody doing something out of hate, but they did this out of sexual pleasure. Disgusting. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit, belief of the truth. And it's not just those two. That's the way they all act. That's why so many hundreds of thousands of children disappear every year. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now, Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good work, word and work. I can't even hardly fathom. I didn't watch it. I heard about it, and it took me days to get just what I heard out of my mind. And this was not a child. This was a teenage girl, from what I understand. In fact, Gene Decote, he said the girl kept saying, why are you doing this to me? It was just horrendous. It was the most heinous. I don't think there's been a movie made that is this heinous. And it's their norm. All right, Hebrews 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and from faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and the laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. Yeah, eternal judgment. Think about that. They're not going to just be judged one time. They're going to be judged eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. I know Hillary Clinton supposedly was saved as a little girl. I think C.K. Thompson was the one that said God showed her that as a child she had received Jesus. What brought her to this place? She was defiant to the end. And have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified in themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed receiveth blessing from God. But he that beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and to do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation to have fled for refuge or lay hold upon the hope set before us. Now, what I was saying to you earlier when this all began was about the fact that what God has said is already so. And when Satan comes to challenge it, right here, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. We're not victims. We're victors, and we need to quit acting like a victim. See, a victim believes a lie. A victor doesn't. Rather, the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Didn't you have something about that yesterday, Melchizedek? Didn't you, about the high priest? Yeah, okay. All right. They say that the Bible is so boring and antiquated, and they will refuse to hear it. They would rather believe the lie. They have chosen indoctrination over sound doctrine. All the players in Project Bluebeam are demonic entities. They are here to deceive the nations. They were kicked out of heaven, and there was no more room for them there, and now they are under and on the earth pushing their deception. My thoughts, it has been hinted that the ice covering in Antarctica is their cover. That's where they've been hiding out. All right, I'm going to read a few scriptures here in Revelation. Revelation chapter 12. Starting with verse 7 of 12. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. God not putting up with that. Then why have we put up with it? And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. We didn't cast them to the other galaxies. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and loved not their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. So there's his story right there. When somebody tries to fill you full of this bull, say, well, I can tell you right now, this is what's happening. And if you're a Christian, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. We may have to be not so nice sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, sometimes they just need an aquavelva moment. Let the Lord lead you in it. But you know what? Sometimes it jerks them awake. Really? Do you ever read your Bible? Well, you know. No? All right. Verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Isn't that what's been happening? The only way to win is to become born again. Anyone that does not will have no way out. Sci-fi has indoctrinated the world, and Satan's agenda is always to steal, kill, and destroy. That's just the fact of the matter. Revelation 13 talks about the beast system. I'm not going to read it today. But you know what? Revelation 14 talks about the 144,000 standing on Mount Zion with Jesus. as in the days of Noah, they mocked him just like they have done so to you. Hold your ground, because the flood came and took all the mockers away, and it will be the same in our day. Keep sharing this message as much as you can. I was looking for a on Freespoke regarding the Ascended Masters, and here are some of the methods: channeling, vibration, and frequencies. Dear Lord, it's worse than I thought. Because that's all you hear is about all the new technologies. It's all about frequency healing. It's all about vibrations and frequencies.